You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. Another Saturday rolling round, and this time we've got the Derby and Oaks trials coming up from Lingfield live on Racing Radio, as well as the Victoria Cup Handicap from Ascot. There's also racing at Hexham, Haydock, Nottingham, Warwick and Thirsk, all on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:35 in the afternoon. So do join us then. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby, and I'm joined in the studio by James Millman. Hello, James. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
Good, good. All ready for a big weekend?
Yeah, it's a busy time, isn't it? Obviously, Guineas last weekend. This week is all Derby trials. We've had quite a few at Chester. Tomorrow is Lingfield's chance to get theirs underway, and then obviously York next week for the Dante meeting.
Will we be seeing many of your dad's horses out this weekend?
We've got a couple of Ascot tomorrow, Daddy's Girl and Gloria Paris. Ascot's not a track we've got a great record on a straight track. For some reason our horses don't particularly like it, but Daddy's Girl's in a 45 grand fillies race that's on Channel 4 and in 9 runners, so hopefully she might nick some minor prize money. And Gloria Paris, 18 runner, 6 furlong sprint, need a lot of luck at Ascot.
Yeah.
But he's still well handicapped enough to win a race. Whether the luck will fall for him, I'm not so sure. But like I say, good to have a couple of runs at Ascot. Owners have a good day out there, and hopefully they get a bit of prize money.
Well, we'll start off by taking a look at Saturday's action, including the Derby and Oaks trials at Lingfield. And in fact, that's where your two selections for Saturday's racing are, James.
That is where we're going. I think keep it simple, really, with the Oaks and the Derby trials. That is our kind of main focus on the run-up to June. And the Oaks trial is one that John Gosden's got a really, really good record on. And Stream Song, I thought, was an interesting runner for the Gosden stable. A filly who perhaps is not straightforward. Looked tricky when winning at Windsor last time out. But immediately after the race, John Gosden said we'll probably aim for the Lingfield Oaks trial. And one of those reasons was actually the start is right by the paddock exit.
Right.
Because she was very tricky to get to the start at Windsor. And he said that's the shortest place to drag her as such to the start at Lingfield. She's 2 from 4. Taking a little while to get the hang of things. Has this daughter of Master Craftsman. But won quite nicely at Newmarket on third start under Kieran Schumacher. And continued that progress with a win off 83 in a handicap at Windsor. Yes, the bare form doesn't look particularly strong. Handicapper has put her up £7 to £90. She'll need to improve again to get a bit of black type, but John Gosden knows the family well, and I think he was quite keen that she would improve for the experience. It looks like it could actually be a slightly stronger Oaks trial than what we've seen in recent times. Flattering is obviously the Aidan O'Brien a representative. Philly had one run at the back end for experience last year, never figured, but won her maiden 7 days ago, which is a pretty quick turnaround. That was on testing ground at Cork, winning by 10
14
lengths.
14-1 as well for an Aidan O'Brien horse in a maiden, second time out.
Yeah.
Huge so price.
She caught them a little bit by surprise. They've gone big. Obviously, Aidan O'Brien, Derby, Oaks trials or whatever, they're going to be pretty short price, but John Gosden's got a pretty good record himself in similar events. Interesting ones, though. You've got the Beckett Ciccini, who won on debut. Lady of Shalott, Perfect Clarity. Each year, they've all won from one. So that's 4 fillies having one run, one win. So they could be absolutely anything. So it's quite a competitive little Oaks trial, actually. But I'm going to stick with John Gosden. That experience that Stream Song's gained, the 4 runs, apart from Casima, who's a rated 74 and realistically going to struggle, by far the most experienced in the field. And around Lingfield, that could be key. So Stream Song in the first time cheek pieces will be my selection for the Lingfield Oaks trial.
Stream Song then for James Millman. Frankie Dettori up for the first time. Cheek pieces on for the first time. And James Millman's selection on her first run in listed company. 35 minutes later, we have the Derby trial, which is basically exactly the Colts equivalent race, the 2:30. And we've, at time of recording, got Kew Gardens heading the betting for this one at 13-8. James, slightly disappointed in a listed race at Newmarket last time out, but often we do see that Aidan O'Brien's do need the run first time out, and Corelli second in the betting at 100-30 for the same connections as your tip in the first race.
Yes, Sweem Song, George Shawbridge and John Gosden teaming up. Kew Gardens, completely different profile to Flattery, who runs in the Oakshire Ale for Aidan O'Brien. This one's had plenty of experience, won the Zetland at the back end of last season, dropped back in trip, wasn't ridden that positively, suggests that needed that first run when only third behind Mildenberger at Newmarket. Needs to improve on that bare form, was below par, went off 7-4 favourite, suggests that it was well enough fancied, but some of the earlier form was pretty strong, obviously beating DXB by 3.25 lengths in the Zetland, earlier fourth to Saxon Warrior at Nace in a Group 2. Was steadily progressive last year. This is its seventh run, perhaps a tad exposed to be one of his derby contenders, but certainly sets a standard in this contest. You mentioned Corelli for the Strawbridge-Gosden connections. This one's won its last two starts on your weather, closely related to St. Ledger winner Lucano. Needs to step up in what he's achieved, but won by a neck, beating Craven at Wolverhampton back in November, and then on turf debut at Yarmouth, and a pretty competitive novice stakes. It won pretty nicely in the first time, tongue tie. So, unexposed, has had a little bit of experience now at the three starts to date. Handicap given him a mark at 90. Mr. Gosden's decided to step him up into a derby trial, and it's interesting to see how he goes. But I'm going to go for Night to Behold, actually, Harry Dunlop's run. This one ran an absolute stormer on debut when finishing second behind White Mocha in the conditions race at Newbury. Now, 33-1 on that occasion. Not fancied, real tough task for a newcomer against previous winners, but he ran a stormer, just didn't quite get up, got beaten the nose on that occasion. That was strong form, given a race and post rating of 95 for that. But perhaps they made a little bit hard work of it when winning at Newmarket, beating Post Street by a neck last time out, but I'd imagine he's improved plenty over the winter. Obviously, Harry Dunlop wouldn't be quite as a bigger name as the other trainers, John Gosden, Aidan O'Brien, but he can get the job done. This is a well-bred son of Cedar Stars out of a Saddler's Wells mare, so got plenty of good breeding there, and the form looks pretty strong. Stepping up from a mile to a mile and a half, I think, could be key to Night to Behold. So
with the pedigree especially.
6-1. I just thought he was a little bit of value because I don't think Corelli is a Gosden number one derby hope. I think Savannah Star is his main choice. That one heads with a Dante next week. And Kew Gardens has had 6 runs, so we kind of know his level when he was a little bit disappointing his return. So Night to Behold, around about 6-1 currently. That would be my choice for the derby trial tomorrow.
Night to Behold, the selection for James Milman then in Lingfield's 230, the listed derby trial. And we'll switch our attention now from the action at Lingfield on Saturday to take a look back on what's been taking place this week at Chester. So the Chester's May Festival, it's a big meeting, of course, of the year. And in terms of early season, one of the biggest meetings, looking at classic trials, but also some good handicapping action. Is this a meeting you look forward to, James?
I never liked riding around Chester. It's a real tough track to ride, obviously on the bend all the time. Gate speed is key, a little bit more like an American track. Lots of horses getting hampered, getting no runs. It's tricky, and we're recording this before the Chester Cup runs tomorrow, but very interestingly, they've gone the opposite. Normally they would take the rails out. The rails have been going in this week, so there's going to be a nice strip of ground right on that inside, but jockeys are going to be falling over themselves trying to get to the inside. But the first 2 days have been cracking racing. It's a meeting which Aidan O'Brien likes to run. A lot of his good derby horses in this race, they learn a lot running around Chester for the experience. So the trials have been pretty good. On day one, we saw a pretty decent mare, I think, in the Oaks trial, where she dominated from the front, did magic wands. Hadn't shown a great deal coming into the contest, but from stall one, Ryan had her pretty handy, and she was very green in front still, but was always doing enough to hold on. And Forever Together, that ran quite a nice race as well for Aidan O'Brien. It's just in the fillies division, he's got a very, very strong hand, because happily there's going to be a few stamina question marks against her, bearing in mind she's not the biggest individual in the world, and how much she's improved from 2 to 3, we're not too sure. But what really impressed me was the Chester Vars, Young Rascal. I thought that was a really strong performance, because James Doyle had him about fifth on the inside. The gaps weren't really going to open, so he kind of had to make the gaps. Ended up going very wide, squeezing for a gap between the Godolphin Runner and DXB. Picked up really nicely, despite being very, very green and in a short space of time. He's learned a lot in each of his 3 starts so far. I think he could be a real derby contender. The concern would be quick ground. He's got a... The way he moves, I suggest that soft ground suits him ideally. And especially around the undulations of Epsom, that might not be ideal if you have a bit of a dry spell. But you never know what the ground's going to be at Epsom, even a week before the race. But I thought Young Rascal certainly emerges as an interesting contender behind Saxon Warrior, who was obviously so impressive in the Guineas.
And what about the action that took place on Thursday then, James? We saw Rostropovich, I thought, was very impressive in coming through to win the D Stakes. Great ride by Ryan Moore, but this horse has surged clear in the closing stages. Probably not right up in terms of the pecking order for Aidan O'Brien's Derby horses, but I think the step up in trip could really suit him.
I think that was Ryan Moore at his best, to be honest. I know we have a lot of discussion with emailers when I'm presenting about a lot of negativity towards Ryan Moore, but out of that was just an absolutely brilliant ride. They went off far too fast in front. He was happy to sit fifth very patiently. Got the gap on the inside. The race has completely fallen apart because they've gone way too hard in front. What's he actually achieved? I don't think a great deal. You've got Shakur and King's Proctor, rated 86 and 81, finishing third and fourth. Not strong form at all. So Rostropovich, for me, would be pretty low down the pecking order, but job done. Mostly due to a very good ride from Ryan Moore.
He was the winner of the Listed D Stakes on Thursday. And, of course, we also had another Aidan O'Brien winner in the Group 3, Ormond Stakes, Idaho, who's not quite fulfilled the potential I think many might have hoped over the past couple of seasons, James. But he's come out and won well, the Ormond Stakes. So well, in fact, that Aidan O'Brien was talking afterwards about abandoning middle distance races and looking at some staying contests.
Yes, that might be the only way that he's ever going to fulfil the potential, because I have been, like you, a little bit disappointed with Idaho, and it looked hard work, but in actual fact, in the final 100 yards, he went away quite comfortably in the end. Again, given a good ride by Ryan, he was in stall five, looked like he was going to be trapped a little bit wide, waited a couple of furlongs, managed to squeeze in front of Graham Lee, take position three, right on the inside, just behind the leaders, gap open at the intersection, away he goes. So, once again, class ride from Ryan Moore. Yes, he wasn't the best horse, but he got him into the best position when perhaps it wasn't the easiest. He managed to negotiate his way into the ideal position, just behind a leader, right in the rail. Made hard enough work of it, but like I say, that last furlong, obviously mile five and a half furlongs, he did go clear, and stepping him up in trip could be the making of him. You never know, because your Gold Cup horses, the real good ones, have form at a mile and a half. Obviously, he's got Carnation Cup form from last year. If he stays the 2.5 mile, and there's no reason why he won't, he could be a contender against Order St. George. And obviously, he's in line for the bonus. So I think he's got to go for the Ascot Gold Cup, really, myself.
It's interesting as well, because they've been talking about running him in staying races for a little while. I think the Ascot Gold Cup might have been mentioned from last year. Other than when he unseated in the ledger at Chester on Thursday, that was actually the first time he'd ever gone beyond a mile and a half.
Yeah, he'd have been kept at that trip ever since he ran behind Harzland in the Derby, finishing third as a three-year-old. Just below Group 1 class, isn't he, really? Obviously won the Hardwick at Royal Ascot last year, beating Bassanti. He's solid, just not quite Group 1 class over a mile and a half. So I think you've got to try him at that trip. Obviously, then he is taking on their main Gold Cup horse in Order St. George. But Order St. George has done it all, I think. I'd definitely be aiming him that kind of way, giving you another string to your bow in the Gold Cup.
Anything else you want to put a quick mention for over the first 2 days of Chester? Of course, we're recording this prior to the third day, as you mentioned.
Just one. I think a lot of people haven't missed, but El Astronauta, a shocking draw in the firefighting handicap yesterday. They showed tremendous pace from stall nine to get across in the lead. Unsurprisingly, he came undone in the last 100 yards, but that was still a great effort. I think he was drawn 14 a time for that at Pontefract when there's a massive draw bias on the inside. So that's twice now he's finished second, just been denied by the draw. It's pretty obvious. If he gets a good draw next time, it's going to be a short price. But the Quinn team have been unlucky with El Astronauta, and I'm sure he'll be winning races shortly.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to all the weekend action to come and beyond. And you can get all the live coverage of the UK and the best of the Irish racing action on Racing Radio. Do join us online or on the William Hill app. And also the Daily Racing podcast as well. James, thanks for joining us on today's edition.
No problem.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.